episode 2920, Win Your Spouse's Heart.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I hope you're ready for an extraordinary day. It's Relationship Builders, and there's nothing more important than your relationship with God and also the relationship to the person you sleep next to. Yes, you got a spouse? Well, you got to win your spouse's heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter to keep it simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Real quick, want to let you know we have a brand new free community. You heard it right, free community. You can go there at createyournow.mn.co. No, it's not on Facebook. No, it's not on Instagram. It's on a protected place that allows us to have a safe place to be together and commune together. It's important. You're my family, and I want to treat you as such. I wouldn't lead anybody where I didn't feel safe. So come join us over there. It's a brand new community and looking forward to meeting you there and just really getting to know you and your heart. Also, if you haven't heard, pray.com, we have a brand new TV show. It's every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 8:30 a.m. Pacific. I can't wait to see you there. All right, enough of all of those announcements. We've got to get to what really matters, right? We got to get to the heart of the matter. And in relationships, that means you got to connect with your spouse's heart. Everyone, absolutely everyone, desires love, affection, and trust in their relationships, especially in marriage. Win your spouse's heart by being a caring, supportive, and respectful partner. Now, I wish I could tell you that having a great marriage didn't require any work of any kind. You know, just go pack up your bags, go find the man, the woman that you love, and call it good. You're going to live happily ever after, the end until you die. But that's not the way it works in real life. Wouldn't that be nice if it did? We could dream on that for just a moment, but it's a brief moment. So we got to move forward. If you want to win your spouse's heart, you have to build a deep emotional connection, and you got to make him feel loved and valued. You got to make her know that you're noticing, right? That's so important, that your spouse is seen and heard. Now, that's going to require much effort, patience, a lot of patience, and understanding. The Bible teaches us that marriage is a sacred union between a man and a woman, and it's important for us to treat our spouses with respect, love, and kindness. Now, we could sit there on those three words and call it a day. We've got to break it down, though, because I believe we've got a lot of things missing. Respect, I don't even know if it's there in some marriages, in some relationships, period. I don't even think sometimes the world itself, the patterns of this world, I don't think it shows respect always. We're losing that. What about love? Is it love or is it lust? I mean, we got to be specific there. Our actions are different. We show up different. And what about kindness? What does that look like to you? Well, unfortunately, our friends and strangers usually get the better end of the deal. We're kind to them and serve them well. Yet we yell at our spouse, not because of what they did, but what the world did to us that day. Ring a bell? This is real life. And that's why we need to be reminded to win our spouse's heart. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. You've got to win your spouse's heart. Now, I'm sure you're not sitting around going, Christiane, how do I win my spouse's heart? What does that look like? You don't. You're too busy. I get it. That's why I'm here to remind you. I'm here to look at my situation. I'm here to look at those that I coach. I'm here to look within the community and say, you know what? We can do this better. We can do things differently. Now, you may or may not agree with me, but let me say this. This is good for conversation. This gets your mind thinking and your heart pumping for who's sleeping next to you. Because if you don't have all that working together, do you really have a relationship at all? Oh, wait, that's for another episode. So you got to win your spouse's heart. What does that look like in real life? Number one, be selfless and put their needs before your own. Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. This means that you should be willing to sacrifice your own desires and interests for the sake of your spouse. However, that doesn't mean that you don't consider yourself too, right? There's a season for everything. So listen to this. There is a balance, and various seasons call for various measures. So don't sit there and say that, oh my gosh, I have to act like this way all the time. Yeah, let's go to honeymoon phase. You remember it maybe like, you know, 22 and a half years ago, maybe for you. I don't know. Whatever it is for you, for us, I don't even want to count. Yes, we hit 30 years this year. Woo! That is a big one. We've been together already 32 and a half years. That's a long time to spend together. It's a lot of time to go up and down through life. And we've had our ups and downs. But in all of it, we've had to wrap ourselves around giving to the other one. Now, I will say this, that balance, that doesn't mean it's always 50-50. It may be 80-20 at times. It could be 70-30. It might be 60-40. Or you might actually have a 50-50. But regardless of how your balance looks, you've got to be selfless. If you have this what's in it for me always attitude, then your marriage is going to fail. Because it's not going to work. Someone is going to say, I can't do this. Someone will break. It might be you. Or it could be your spouse. So we've got to look at it from a perspective through God's eyes, right? Being selfless. And that doesn't mean that you are bowing down all the time and doing everything for your spouse. No, right? You're finding that balance. And it's different for every season. If you're a new mom, you're not going to be able to do everything that you did when you didn't have your child. Or for the first 4 or 5 weeks of being at home, you're going to need a little help. Life's going to be a little bit different, but then you start getting, you know, better and you get stronger and you're like, okay, I get this. Things begin to shift again, right? It's a new season. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Number two, be a good listener. This is so hard. Oh, this is so hard. You know why it's so hard? Because we've got everybody else yelling at us. Your Instagram feed, your Facebook feed. Have you visited the marketplace much there in Facebook? Yeah, that's yelling at you. Etsy, distractions here. You got Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus. I mean, you name it, you're all over it. Masterclass, what is it that has you distracted? What should have you distracted is your spouse. Pay attention. Be a good listener. James 1:19, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. This means that you have to be willing to hear your spouse out and understand their perspective instead of always thinking that your own point of view is right. Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. This one's a hard one for me. I like to be right. And believe it or not, I like to talk. So to be a good listener, okay, actually, I am a really good listener. But the problem is this. I listen really well. But I'm the one who has a 360 view and I get it very quickly. And so I want to finish sentences before he finishes his own sentence. And man, that rubs him the wrong way every single time. So I've got to remember, come on, girl, put your listening cap on, get your triple ears on, and shut your mouth. And that's hard because I am quick. Like, I'm on it. But I'm told to be quick to listen, not quick to speak. There's a difference. And then the other part of my honesty is that, yeah, my father has given me a lot of great things. Some of it is a love for serving others. The other part is a temper, and that's not a good part. And so that's something I've had to work on. Now, you would not know that if you're a friend, if you're that, you know, extended family, but man, if you're right within my four walls, I used to be one that would just be like, raw, 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 for no reason. Now, I have a voice that projects anyway, so man, when I'm mad, well, you're going to feel it. It's like the wrath. And I don't mean to be, and it's not out of hate, but it rubs the wrong way. And I'm doing that to the ones I love the most. So I had to work on that. It was bad. It was not something that I wanted to pass on to my children. And so I worked on that. So man, this I take to heart. I don't know, you know, when you're looking at winning your spouse's heart, you got to look at all of these and you got to be honest with yourself. Don't think you've got it all figured out, because I'm here to tell you, you don't. And if you're in the part of your relationship where you can be very honest and vulnerable. Now, there are some times and seasons you can't. I get it. But if you're in that season where you can, ask the tough question. How am I serving you well? And be quiet after that. Just ask that question. How am I serving you well? Listen, right? Right? Listen. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. And then ask the next question. What or how can I serve you better? That's the one where you got to be quiet. That's so hard, because you're going to want to come back and defend and defend and defend. But let me tell you, if you can listen and hear your spouse out and not take everything personal, I mean, come on, we're human, so we're going to take it personal. But allow yourself to, okay, I'm going to take it in. I'm going to listen to what he tells me, and then I'm going to work through it. What does that look like? What does he see? Maybe he's seeing something that I don't see. Or maybe it's I just do it to him and nobody else. Okay? Now understand this. We're not going to be perfect. But wouldn't it be great to know that you could actually get along with your spouse in your own four walls? I mean, come on. That would be progress, right? I mean, seriously. You don't need to argue all the time, right? So win your spouse's heart. Be selfless and put their needs before your own. Be a good listener. And finally, number three, see your spouse as God sees them. Ephesians 5:25 says this, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. This means that we should love our spouse as Christ loves us, with a love that is selfless, sacrificial, and unconditional. Now, I can hear it already. You're wrestling in your chair. Maybe all of a sudden you decided to turn up the speed on the treadmill. You're like, Christiane, I don't know. You're getting into uncharted territory here. I get it. Ephesians 5 verses 22 through 33, right? It talks about wives, submit yourselves to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. However, keep it in context at the end where it says, however, each one of you also must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. I'm here to tell you, we could spend months on this. So I want you to look at this more simplistically right now. Bear with me on this. I can't be specific to your situation. If you want that, you want that interaction, you got to join our community. Come over to the family. createyournow.mn.co. And I'll be there. Yes, it's brand new. We've just opened it up. It's great. You may be the first few that show up. That's awesome. Welcome to the family. But we've got to understand that we've got to see our husband. We have to see our wife as God sees them. We don't define what that is. And that is the hardest thing to do. I kind of put it into context in this way. It's like an outer body experience. You don't know how God sees, right, until you become God, which you can't become. So you have to take what he knows and how you know he loves you and apply that in your marriage. That is what it means to win your spouse's heart. And that's hard. That's real hard. So see your spouse as God sees them. And remember this. You are both on the same team. We forget that. Why are you fighting like cats and dogs? There's no reason to. You're on the same team. Win your spouse's heart with selflessness, good communication, and seeing them through God's eyes. It's that heavenly perspective. And yes, that means forgiveness too. And it's hard. I get it. We're going to spend some time on the forgiveness part later, not right now. We'd be here forever. It's a long road and it doesn't come easy. The ones you're closest to hurts you the most. And that's when you have to love them even more. And that's hard to do. But by practicing these principles, you get to strengthen your marriage and build a deeper connection with your spouse, which ultimately also helps to build a deeper connection with your Creator. So go after that goal, share life together, right? That's what you want. My prayer for you, friend, is this: lift up your spouse as God lifts you. Don't go for all the glory, do life together. May your love for each other grow deeper and wider as you forge through life's mountains and valleys. Your soulmate sleeps next to you, so treat him or her with the unconditional love and grace shown to you by God. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed weekend and enjoy some great football. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.